Hello, my name is Danielle. I'm 32. I'm from California. I have been wearing glasses pretty much my entire life, ever since I can remember. Started when I was 6. My eyes progressively got worse. By the time I was 12, my eye doctor spoke to my parents about putting me on soft lenses, hoping that that would slow down the process of my eyes getting worse every year. So I got my first pair of contact lenses when I was 12 years old. It did slow it down, but, you know, as the years went by, my eye got worse. It's funny when people would say to me, you know, oh, I'm blind as a bat, and be like, no, I'm really blind as a bat. And, you know, I've had the Coke bottle glasses. And I've had every single contact lens that you can think of. I've had soft lenses, hard lenses, but they didn't work because they would just pop out of my eyes. And then I, most recently, probably within the last 2 years, I had hard lens with the soft skirting so that it stays on your eye. The last draw for me was when I first had my gas perineal lenses. I kept on getting infections in my eye, and my eye doctor had suggested this insertable contact lens procedure, which I never heard about until he told me about it, and he said it was just approved by the FDA, and, you know, and I asked him, I said, well, what about LASIK? And my eye doctor actually performs LASIK, but my eyesight was so bad that he didn't feel comfortable doing that procedure with me, and he referred me to Dr. Boxer Wachler. So the day after getting Dr. Boxer Wachler's card, I called him, made an appointment for my consultation, and of course, as we all do, we do research. So I Googled him, and I went online and saw a lot of the information, and I found that, you know, I was amazed at the different surgeries. So I felt, okay, we definitely have a winner here. You know, I could see if I am a candidate for LASIK. If not, there's this other procedure called ICL, which I still didn't know much about it. But during the consultation, as soon as I walked in the office, the staff is very welcoming. And you don't feel like you're in a doctor's office, which is what I liked, you know, being in and out of so many doctor's offices. It was just very relaxing. I met the doctor before we went and did the little eye tests that you have to do, and we just talked back and forth about why I, you know, what I was looking for, and which made me feel real comfortable because there's not that many doctors that'll come out and just, you know, want to know about you, why you want this procedure, and, you know, just very welcoming and very approachable, which I really enjoyed. After the testing, I did find out that I was not a good candidate for the LASIK. However, I was a good candidate for this procedure, ICL. So he explained to me the procedure, which I thought was pretty amazing that they can insert a contact lens in between, I mean, behind your iris, but not quite at your natural lens, which was totally amazing to me. I felt so confident after that consultation that I did make an appointment for the surgery that day. So I was all ready to go. I did have to wait a while because of the fact that I had hard lenses that I had to, my cornea had to adjust to its normal size so that way they could get my true prescription. So after doing that, had my pre-op, was very comfortable. The day of my surgery, I was a little nervous, but as soon as I walked in that office, that all went away. I felt comfortable again. I wasn't worried about anything. They went over, you know, the process and the healing process, and, you know, they told me that the procedure took about 30 minutes per eye, but it didn't feel like that at all. It felt like I was in and out of there. As soon as I got, when the procedure was done, I got up, I could see the clock. Now, mind you, they worked on your eye, so it was like I had a film of Vaseline over my eye, but I could still see, which I never was able to do before. I went home that day, no pain, no itchiness, know, nothing with my eyes. It was like I didn't have anything done. Fell asleep, of course, they want you to sleep all day. The next morning I woke up, my vision was clear, and I drove myself to my post-op. It was pretty amazing, and I think the one amazing thing for me is waking up now and not have to shuffle for my glasses. I can see the clock, you know, and I don't have to bring the clock close to me. I can see it fine. And 1 week after my procedure, we had an eye exam, and I haven't seen this good, I don't think ever in my life, and it's only going to get better and better. I just had the surgery probably almost 3 weeks ago, and there's no pain at all. I would recommend it. There probably are a few of us out there that had the severity of eyesight like I did. But now that's not a problem. Now I can see. I don't have the frustrations of, you know, running out of contact solution, or make sure that you always have your re-wetting drops by your side, and, you know, protein deposits. All that is gone now. I don't have to spend money on glasses anymore, which were always expensive for me. So I do, anyone who is thinking about this procedure, just go and see the doctor. He's great. I would do it all over again. If I knew about this, I probably would have done this. Well, I guess it just was approved. But if I would have done this a year ago, if they had it come out, it's really no pain whatsoever. So good luck to you guys out there. And there is a procedure for everyone. And it's such a great experience now for me. Thank you.